Do you know how it feels to hit a perfect serve on the tennis court or to drive a winning backhand down the line? What about perfectly placing a passing shot that is absolutely not returnable? Have you ever hit such a shot? Can you do this every time? The ability to duplicate any shot you have ever made is stored in your subconscious memory banks right now. This information is also stored in your muscle memory. Your body knows how to hit those exact shots anytime you wish, if you can get one limiting factor out of the way. Have you ever felt that you might be your own worst enemy on the tennis court or in life? Are you guilty of self-sabotage? Would you like to stop this? By listening and applying the information provided here, you can improve your overall game in 3 easy steps. You will also learn how to access information stored in your subconscious and muscle memory and hit more winning shots than ever before. We recommend devoting an hour each day to your study. If willing to make this commitment, your tennis wins should increase significantly, along with your enjoyment of the game. Many excellent books and articles have been written on technical aspects of the game. We will not include these subjects during this course. We will examine how and why your conscious mind often interferes with what your subconscious already knows how to do. Why do you find tennis so frustrating at times, and yet so compelling? You will learn in this course that a fear response accounts for nearly every bad decision or flub shot that you make. Being uptight, nervous, insecure, anxious, uncertain, or afraid. The fear response is also known as the fight or flight response. This primitive response protected our ancestors from human savages or saber-toothed tigers. During such a response, an adrenaline surge prepares the body to either do battle or run away. Its purpose is to protect us from danger, real or perceived. An identical response can result from concern or doubt, which is fear, about executing a shot on the tennis court. Predictable effects of adrenaline show up wherever and whenever you perceive a threat to your well-being. Typically, the higher the stakes, the greater is the fear response in your body. Experienced tennis players are aware of their proper stance, which grip to use in what circumstance, how to keep their eyes on the ball, their preferred backswing, and on and on. A few players win because of natural talent, others through training and much practice. Many professional players also devise ways to limit their own adrenaline surges, felt as anxiety, insecurity, or self-sabotage. Some use hypnosis or self-hypnosis. Others prefer affirmations, meditation, yoga, conscious breathing, or other recommended methods of relaxation. Almost none know how to completely eliminate the fear response from their game. Whether caused by a saber-toothed tiger suddenly leaping onto the court or from smashing an easy overhead into the net on match point in the finals of the U.S. Open, you are about to learn how to eliminate the fear response from your game. Not work around it, not accept it, not learn to live with it, not talk it to death during endless sessions with some so-called sports psychologist or mental health professional. You are about to learn how to remove the fear response from your game. Period. Over and out. Gone. In this course, you will discover a method that can absolutely deliver on this promise